Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A lot of rumbling in the US because former US President Donald Trump is due to appear in court tomorrow after federal prosecutors indicted him for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Democrats have welcomed the charges, but many Republicans have rallied behind Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's rival for the Republican nomination, that's Ron DeSantis, has been giving his reaction to the charges in the last hour.
You know, the reality is a Republican, a DC jury, would indict a ham sandwich and convict a ham sandwich if it was a Republican ham sandwich.
There you go. That's Ron DeSantis. Jimmy Ryan is a Democrat strategist who worked with the Senate leadership for many years, and he's with me now. Jimmy, you're very welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
Let me get your reaction, first of all, to that from Ron DeSantis. They would indict a ham sandwich if it was a Republican one.
Yeah, I would remind Ron DeSantis that one of the foundational principles of the U.S. legal system is that defendants are judged by a jury of their peers. And in this case, the alleged crimes occurred in Washington, D.C. And we all saw what happened on January 6th. And so the crimes that President Trump is being charged with are going to be prosecuted and judged by his peers in Washington, D.C.
Donald Trump is saying this is corruption, this is a scandal, and it's a failure of justice in America.
Donald Trump takes a page out of Vladimir Putin's playbook, and he's, you know, all he is simply doing is, I think Putin refers to it as escalate in order to de-escalate. And we see what happens with Ukraine. They just, you know, they unload bombs on residential apartment buildings in response to drones. Trump is doing the same thing. He's escalating these fights with the U.S. Department of Justice and the two other prosecutors that have indicted him in order to try to get a resolution that works for him, to get these guys to back off.
But, maybe so, you know, but there's a dangerous dichotomy for the Democrats here, isn't there? Because the more the enforcement agencies prosecute Donald Trump, the more his lead grows in the primaries, and the more likely he is to face Biden in an election next year or so.
I think that's exactly right. From a domestic political perspective, I would only say that the best candidate for Biden to face is Trump. If someone younger like Nikki Haley were at the top of the Republican ticket, I'd be more worried about President Biden losing. I think his best chances, despite having two octogenarians in a presidential race, are running against Trump. But you're exactly right. What's happening right now in the U.S. is the Republican primary, which has, you know, upwards of 10 different Republicans running for president. Trump, every time he gets indicted, his popularity goes up. He's now at 70% approval ratings with Republican voters. And that's who gets to decide who's going to be running on the Republican ticket in 2024.
Okay. It's very difficult for analysts to make sense of all of this. And I'm very sure it's very difficult for Democrats to strategize against it as well. But that is the situation. Jimmy Ryan, Democrat strategist, thank you very much indeed for that.